Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, the website. And, of course, we're broadcasting also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in America. And just for good measure, we add some of the greatest independent stations around the country, too, here, there, and everywhere to get a little bit of variety. Now, we're also broadcasting and streaming live on the Internet, and you can also hear us on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, that's Felix and the gang, hauling the mail around here, there, and everywhere, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And again, of course, you can find us on Facebook if you would like to go over there, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Alrighty, and let's start up by bringing back Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Thank you for sticking around, and we're going to go up and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, let's do the pledge and get rolling. You guys ready?
Yep.
Of course.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and
to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, before we get started, we got a caller. I'm going to bring the caller in. Iron Mike, what's up?
Okay, Megan Rapinoe, the girl that couldn't shoot straight, her last comments in interviews after the game said that now that she doesn't have or is retired, she says that men should participate in women's sports. And several years ago, when she was on the team, the America's girls team played the Texas All-Stars, high school kids. These male high school kids beat them so bad I won't repeat the score.
What
actually happened?
And okay.
The other thing is, you were mentioning we got to get the House, Senate, and White House. If they had a hearing under oath and had networks answer for their election tampering, could we affect their licensing?
Okay. Well, we'll try to answer that. We'll see you for lunch. How's that?
Yep. Yep. Looking forward to it. Bye.
All righty. When it comes to the FCC and you got involved in something and it was fraud involved and they can prove it, you're done.
Who's the question to?
Well,
yeah.
I just threw it to you. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's about to be litigated here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
With all things Trump. At least I hope it is. We don't know about this judge, but you know, DeSantis came out yesterday and said, because he was asked if Biden was elected president, or I forget how the question was actually asked, and
right.
he confirmed that the election said that Biden was officially elected. That doesn't mean there were not irregularities in the process. And he's exactly right. Now, Florida, I think, kind of led the way because DeSantis cleaned up a whole bunch of stuff before the election in the state of Florida.
Yep.
And several other states attempted to follow suit. So, others did not. And we have a very short memory of the things that were going on leading into the election, negating legislators or state legislators in their work, secretaries of state, you know, the whole thing. You know, we had early voting as much as 6 months in advance in some places. I think one was Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, the observers were blocked. Remember, there were papers up on windows.
Yes.
You know, they couldn't do this. They couldn't do that. We saw suitcases. We had truck drivers that were, you know, all these kinds of things, least of which was this whole ballot harvesting thing. So, I think that there's going to be some very interesting presentations in the case of against Trump, and we also forget that Zuckerberg donated what was it, almost $400 million, $500 million
right.
to a handful of states to help them with their elections, which was never needed to start with because the federal government donates that money anyway. So we need to necessarily ask what happened. How that $400-500 million that Zuckerberg donated, mm-hmm. how that was spent.
Okay, hold that thought because here comes the music up in my ear and we don't want to cut you off. We'll get back and cap this up when we come back on the other side of the break. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's Tuesday. You know what that means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, FoundersCode.com, and on Facebook, the Denise Simon Experience, to find out more about what's going on with Denise. Now, in the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and they've been in business for over 85 years. Now, all you got to do to find out if they can save you money or not is to put up your information on the car you're driving or the truck you're driving, and they'll give you a price quote right off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Or you can go to the website, find out where your local agent is, and go pay a visit or go give them a call, whatever works for you. But at any rate, you can find out also what happens when you bundle, and I do mean the word bundle, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or an RV along with your car. It will lower the car insurance policy. But where you really, really knock your policy down is when you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance into the mix. That's where you really knock things down, and it will save you a bunch of money. So give it a try. Give it a shot. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see how much money you can save. And before we go back to Denise, good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. Hope to see you today. Lunchtime and all that good stuff. And I don't know if you tried to send me a message or not. It's 1 second long, whatever it is. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And here's Denise. Good morning.
Good morning.
Take it away, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Denise.
Hey.
You know, Gordon Chang, as I'm sure you would agree, is not a man given to sensationalism. He's very level-headed, in my opinion. I always appreciate his insights. Well, he recently said, just recently on Mornings with Maria over on Fox Business, that China and the U.S. seem to be on the edge of war, of course, also because of this incident that's been going on off the coast of Alaska. What do you think about that statement? I don't think he'd make that just haphazardly.
I think we've been on the edge of war for quite some time. And, you know, every morning, pretty much every morning, the captain plays the George Bush snippet. We will not tire. We will not, you know, falter.
Yep, we will not fail. Mm-hmm.
But look what's happening today. Because if go back to the times when Bush said that, if you replaced Al-Qaeda with China, you see where we are?
Yeah.
So this administration's completely dropped the ball. And at least I would say under Trump, he tried some things to stave off all of this. Biden is compromised, and he's compromised under what the Chinese have a program here in the United States, really around the world, but certainly here in the United States, called elite capture. Elite capture. And that's where, you know, you are paid in whatever methods, and you're compromised. Now, I would also argue, if you looked at NATO, NATO was created to stave off all things Soviet Union. Replace Soviet Union and or Russia today at NATO and put China in there. What would it look like? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Or under the NATO charter, add China, because now they're one and the same. Russia and China are you know, best friends. So, I'm not. I mean, if you ever watch things on like the History Channel, or you know, if you go back to some of these documentaries, and they talk about the Cold War. Well, what were the indications of the Cold War? What was going on out there that gave us a Cold War? And if you look at those things and replace them today with all things China, you'd have to define it as a Cold War, and I would argue in some cases a hot war, particularly with what China is doing not only to the United States, but, you know, Africa and Latin America. So, Gordon, he used to live in China, lived there for a long time. And, so I would tell you he's got a very unique perspective on things. Another one of my buddies outside of, Gordon that is an expert on China is, Stephen Mosher. And, he wrote a book titled The Bully of Asia, which is China. And, you know, he goes into the true culture of China. And China today even goes by an ethos that there's one but one sun in the sky, and it belongs to China.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do we have an administration when they ignored all things Biden and China and Patrick Ho and Hunter Biden in 2018, even under the Trump administration, when they ignored all of that? Do we even have the right places, sources in CIA or FBI when it comes to all things China? You know, the FBI's got a special tab just for China on their website. Great, but does that mean anything?
Good question, indeed. Well, as you're talking, Denise, a question sort of formed, and that was, when we talk about the edge of war, when we talk about potential war, and you're right, I think the Chinese a government looks at the world as though it needs to be subservient to it in some way, shape, or form. So what do you think, I mean, this is asking for some speculation here, but what do you think that war, if it comes, looks like? Is it to make the, is it to neutralize the United States, make it subservient, or literally take it over?
Well, we're already subservient. I would say that completely. I mean, let's just take this joint military flotilla off the coast of Alaska. Do you think just because all those ships, those Chinese and Russian ships showed up that we decided that we were going to dispatch a few of our destroyers? We knew that that was coming. And if we didn't, we got the wrong people. We've got the technology to know what they're doing, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're already subservient. Now, what would a conflict look like? It doesn't have to be a full-blown military conflict. It can be cyber. It could be an EMP. Or it could be another form of poison or a pandemic. So it doesn't have to be bullets and ships and planes and drones and all those kinds of things by a long stretch. And I would also argue never overlook a space war. You start knocking out a few U.S. satellites and we're done.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, exactly right. But, of course, when it comes to Taiwan, Denise, that would be more or less an actual military operation that would go in and secure the island, as it were.
Again, it doesn't have to be. Think of all the kinetic things that China can do to Taiwan to make it collapse.
Very interesting. Yeah, yeah. Continue. Absolutely.
Well, you know, let's go back to the fall of the Roman Empire. You had Attila and you had the Huns. The Huns, as far as I'm concerned, are the Chinese. and Attila is none other than President Xi. And, you know, you can put up the barriers to protect yourself, but is it real? Is it effective? Or is it there for show?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure I know what any of these country leaders that are threatened by China are doing, because I don't think what we're doing is real enough.
Probably not. Okay, real quick, a question from George. He says, can they call Pelosi on Trump when Trump goes to trial on the January 6th case and demand that all the videotapes be released?
No. But they can subpoena all the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you can call
it. Okay. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Have a good day. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle, you hang on. That was a good question there, George. I believe they can get Pelosi up there if they want to talk, but I don't know about the tapes. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News update. There's concern in Washington after 11 Russian and Chinese warships carried out an operation near Alaska's Aleutian Islands. The Navy, in response, sent destroyers to shadow the fleet before it left the area without entering U.S. territory. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan said, "We've entered a new era of authoritarian aggression led by dictators in Beijing and Moscow." He called for a greater military presence near Alaska. The Houston Astros celebrating their World Series win at the White House Monday. President Biden hosted the team to honor their 2022 victory.
The Houston Astros, legends of Space City.
The president praised the organization for its support of those impacted by the deadly Uvalde school shooting. The Mega Millions jackpot's now just over $1.5 billion after there was no grand prize winner Friday night. That's been the case since April. $1.5 billion comes to $757 million in a lump sum. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Bird Watch.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. That's the National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, naa.edu on the website. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer. You'll notice that they have two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One in Concord, Massachusetts, up outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me here where I'm at in Tampa. They're right across the bay. So there you go. take your pick. Take your pick. And don't forget, you want to call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses, or maybe you might even want to go to both to make an intelligent conversation as to where you'd want to get your training. Now, you'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to teachers. You'll be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans. And, of course, you'll be able to see the campuses and make up your mind that way and find out what it's like to be in one of the classes. Because being an aviation maintenance tech is a trainable position. And if you've got mechanical wherewithal or mechanical know-how, and you know how to read schematics and or can learn how to read schematics, so put it that way, then you can be an aviation maintenance technician, which will give you a job for the rest of your natural life. Yep. You'll be able to work as long as you want to work and can handle the wrench and do the work that needs to be done. There you go. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And, okay, George, you got your message there. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. We'll see you when we see you. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, we still got the Russians and the Chinese steaming around up there around Alaska and the Aleutian Islands and all that good stuff. I'm not really concerned about that. I just think they're trying to prove the point that, hey, here we are. You can't stop us, you know, and we're going to do what we're going to do because we're the Russians, we're the Chinese. What do you think?
Well, certainly, you know, American warships go through the South China Sea, basically, right? The near Taiwan, because it's open, you know, it's navigation on the high seas, basically. China frowns on that, to say the least. And so perhaps part of this is for China to try to one up the ante, basically, and say, well, we'll come and conduct our operations right off your coast. They did so a year ago. There wasn't a big response from the U.S. Military by way of the Biden administration, but this time at least it's much more significant. But it is provocative. And I think as we've been talking about this morning, especially with Denise Simon, what is China really going to be up to? Well, I think they just want to push the envelope. And one day, you know, they're going to find maybe they push it too far. But is that going to be sooner than later?
Well, that's a good question. And Fred down in Fort Lauderdale just sent me a direct message, and he says that Russia and China are winning. Well, they are. They're not afraid of us.
And, well, that's the operative phrase right there. And perhaps, unfortunately, in the world in which we live, you have to maintain such a position of strength that nobody dares think of what they might want to do. And that's what America's always been known for. And also in the sense that if something were to occur, America would be committed to see it through. And right now I think that our friends and unfortunately our foes alike sometimes question that.
Yeah. Now, the U.S. Army has greenlighted an armored vehicle for full-rate production. Now, the U.S. Army this week approved the armored multi-purpose vehicle for full-rate production. A spokesman for the Services Program Executive Office Ground Combat Systems told the Defense News. This is going to be the one that's going to replace the old original APC.
Well, that's right. As an armored personnel carrier?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's good. I mean, modernization is absolutely needed and necessary.
Yep. And, of course, the first anniversary of the PACT Act, that's P-A-C-T, PACT Act, which had sweeping toxic exposure legislation expanding health and disability benefits for veterans, is going to help out the veterans that are suffering from whatever it is that they've got, the cancers and whatnot, the carcinogens that they sucked down that they got there, kind of like the World Trade Center, I might add. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, finally.
Well, we've asked so much of our veterans, right? And they've given so much to their country. So it is only it's only correct and right and righteous to do what we can for them in this regard.
Now, Russia, without any regard for civilian life, launched another massive missile and drone attack the past couple of days and hit on purpose and intentionally some apartment buildings. and killed some people and injured some more. This is obviously a war crime. When do you suppose they're going to be able to pay for what they're doing here?
Well, as we know, there's the international, I think it's the International Criminal Court, if I'm not mistaken, but there is an international organization that has put out a warrant for Putin's arrest. But
right.
That's not going to happen anytime soon. Of course, it's mostly symbolic, but it does show that obviously that this is being monitored. It's being cataloged, and one day there will be justice in some way, shape, or form. We don't know exactly what that form is or what the timetable is. But Putin could stop this war tomorrow, but it wouldn't absolve him of what the Russian military has done.
Now, the Wagner group and the Wagner handoff and the DNA tests, the remains of Special Forces vet of one of our American people, will be coming home from the Ukraine, identified through a DNA test, I might add, and the Wagner group apparently were the ones that located the body, so they're the ones that are turning the body over to us.
Right, exactly right, yes.
Yeah, it's rather gruesome stuff, but it is what it is. Okay, so it's Putin's forever war. Vladimir Putin wants to lead Russians into a civilizational conflict with the West for larger than Ukraine, far larger than the Ukraine, and will the people follow him? I don't think they will. I don't think the Russians will follow Putin.
I think that at some point it will become too much for them if they're able to make a change, or there may be some, you know, Kremlin top brass who decide to make some kind of a change because they see the direction that it's going. But nevertheless, and that could have, let's just say that happens tomorrow. It's going to take years and years. Russia will continue to be a pariah. It will take a long time for it to come back into the community of nations properly. And that's, I think, just even a conservative estimate.
Now, the Ukrainian elite forces are having a little bit of a problem trying to do what they're trying to do along the border and push the Russians out of their country. But minefields are now preventing the special operators from sneaking behind the enemy lines, forcing Ukraine's most elite soldiers to rely on technology. Well, who's got that technology?
I think the U.S., right?
Yeah, and we're showing them how to use it. But they aren't capable of using it by themselves yet. So we're sitting somewhere at a console directing this technology so that the Ukrainians can do what they need to do to carry out their missions, their hit and jab missions against the Russian military.
Well, right. I mean, if it can be done remotely, all the better, right?
Well, we don't know if it's remote or not anymore. I mean, I really got to wonder when I hear about, we did this and we did that, we fired that, we fired this. I'm not so sure that they're not very far away, either in country or next door.
Good question, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And I think Chris Markowski's calling in today. So we will be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind is I'm going to be talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who's got both his feet on the ground in the U.S. again. And it's brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, and Acura. Of course, they're located on North Florida Avenue right here in Tampa, next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, side by side. The Acura and the Nissan dealership, side by side on North Florida Avenue. Now, remember, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, all veterans and first responders too, whether you are EMS, firefighters, or police officers, and current or retired can get the discount, as well as church pastors, current or retired as well, and you'll be taken very good care of. Now remember, along with your Moss Acura certified new or pre-owned, either one works, you will get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and that's a pretty good deal in and of itself. So, go to the website, mossacura.com, mossacura.com, and when you get over there, tell them the captain sent you. Yep, the captain sent you. And look and see what happens, and you'll be glad you did. All right, let's go first of all to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
All right, let's pick up Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Welcome back. And let's pick up a caller, Driver Mike. Okay, Driver Mike, what's going on?
Hey, quick question. Ask Mr. Chris there,
What website does he use to find true dividends on stocks? I went to three different websites. I got three different answers, and I don't know which is true or not. I'll listen off air. Drive safe, people.
All right. What do you think, Chris?
That's odd that you're getting different stories. I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, basically the time of day that you're looking at them. I would look at these sites after the close. They should be up to date. I mean, you can get them from the most simple sites like CNBC or Yahoo Finance or whatever it may be. There's plenty of places where they'll give you a pretty exact number. It's just math, basically. You know, what is the percentage dividend? What is the dividend? And what is it based upon the share price?
Well, I'll give you an example. I watched the price of oil and gasoline and whatnot, and it's been going up and it's been going down all night long. Now, this last shot, it went up. Gasoline is up 3 cents a gallon again today, so beware. And then oil, West Texas crude dropped a little bit, not much, just a matter of a few cents. And Brent crude dropped just a little bit, not much, just a few cents, but it's not going to be enough to affect the price of gasoline at the pump, unfortunately. So, you know, maybe it operates the same way with the stocks. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you need a bigger geopolitical event or something to that nature to really get a massive movement in oil right now. I do. You know, it is summer, and, you know, August tends to be a bit of a slower period of time. But, again, you know, things can change in a heartbeat, you know, when you have, you know, a situation of wars going on around the globe, and, you know, that can affect the price of oil very, very quickly.
Now, I got a friend that lives in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, might even be listening in this morning for all I know, and I was told that the Federal Reserve officials are headed to Jackson Hole, Wyoming for their annual summer pilgrimage. What are they up to?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're having like a little party and having a good time. I mean, they always tout this, you know, what the Fed is going to do. And I don't give much credence to the Federal Reserve. I don't, you know, really trust them to that great of a degree. Yeah, they have an enormous amount of power with interest rates. And yes, will the market sit and try to discern, you know, whatever they're trying to say and how it's going to extrapolate itself, you know, to the overall markets? It's something to create news in the month of August, which tends to be a slower news month.
Well, wait till you hear this news. We've just gone through a period of falling inflation, especially in the month-to-month figures, and the market was convinced inflation was in the rearview mirror. Really? Am I the only one looking at the price of oil and gasoline at the pump?
Well, it's not just oil. I mean, they don't really factor that in. It's volatile when it comes to overall inflation, but that factors into the price of everything. Yeah, I'm going to do a podcast on this probably today, basically explaining just how screwed we are as Americans and what we pay for things compared to other places around the globe. And, you know, if I tell you that, you know, you can go buy groceries, you can go out to eat in countries all over the globe and pay maybe a third of what we're paying here, I'm not kidding. We have entrenched power in especially in our food industry, the FDA, the farm bill, and rich people on Park Avenue getting farm checks. And this fact is all down to us. I kid you not. You know, mm-hmm. it's that much of a difference between our country and other places around the globe. We've gotten parabolic with this stuff, and it really hurts Americans.
Okay, Kyle, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. You know, we're seeing some more reports about, of course, housing prices continue to go up. But consumers are now saying it's really a bad time to try to buy a property. What do you think? Of course, obviously, the interest rate's a little bit higher. But are the values really a big hurdle here?
Depends on where it is. I mean, it's a big country. You get values based upon real estate's location, location, location. You know, you get these Wizard of Smart people try to talk about the United States real estate market. I mean, do you realize how big this country is? And, you know, it's going to be different in upstate New York than it is down in, you know, Tampa, Florida. And it's going to be different in Tampa, Florida than it is in Boise, Idaho. So, again, it all depends upon your locale.
What about the recent downgrade in the U.S. Economy or the U.S. rating, I should say? How is that going to affect consumers' perception of things, and will that factor into, you know, how they spend?
I don't think most Americans even understand it, to be quite honest with you. I really don't. I think that the mainstream places, they may talk about it briefly, but most Americans don't have a clue on how interest rates work and what it means and all of this stuff. But yeah, and it's the Americans, even conservatives, they rah-rah, send me more stimulus checks, send me more COVID checks. Supposed conservatives wanted all this stuff. And, look at, we're over $30 trillion in debt.
And speaking of debt, that's right. U.S. credit card debt now hits upwards of $1 trillion, we understand.
Well, I mean, it's not as that, it's not, it's high, but it's not that bad. I mean, my greater concern is obviously what, the interest rates that our country's going to pay and, what this means for liquidity for our nation moving forward. And again, puts us in a very perilous spot.
Well, and to that point, the month of June, the increase in consumer credit was 4.3%. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Well, it seems to me that people will start, because Chris, you mentioned like getting the COVID checks or, the extra, payouts and so forth. And that goes so far. But then people also start running up their credit cards in order to maintain a lifestyle or maintain a level of spending. But eventually those credit cards get maxed out.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, people, we live in a world of personal responsibility. At some point in time, you have to live within your means. I use credit cards for everything. I just pay them in full every damn month. I mean, again, you've got to manage your own household budget. And sometimes, you're going to have to make sacrifices. It's just the reality of the situation. I mean, we see it. We hear it from the guys over at Amazon. Some people are, trading down in regards to what they're purchasing and looking for greater value, because of the high inflation that we have here in this country. But the idea that, again, these inflation nonsense that they keep telling us, this bill of goods, everyday items for the American people are through the roof. That's all that matters. The only person, the only candidate that's talking about this so far, really to the level that I like, is actually RFK Jr. He talks about it all the time. All the other candidates, it's a lot of other, nonsense. They're not talking about these kitchen table issues, and it really is important.
Well, the labor market is heating up again right now, Chris, and I understand that there might be another hike from the Fed. There's pressure being put on them to do that because we're suddenly doing something that they didn't think was going to happen.
Well, again, I don't know. What the Fed is going to look into. They're being put in a box, too. The Federal Reserve, they're a bunch of wimps. They're not calling out the federal government and the ridiculous spending that has taken place. And again, it's both parties, guys. You can rah-rah your elephants, you can rah-rah your Democrats. Both parties do it. Both parties want to spend and spend and spend. And Republicans are like, oh, we're never spending enough on defense. This one never spent enough on
All righty, here comes the music. It means I got to let you go, and I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend. So have a great day up there.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.